Hunt for the Golden Scarab by M.G. Leonard. Read by Theo Solomon. This is the first book in the Time Key series. For Sam, thank you for the music and the adventures. Study the past and you would define the future. Confucius. I call architecture frozen music. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Sometimes 1,000 twangling instruments will hum about mine ears, and sometime voices that, if I then had waked after long sleep, will make me sleep again, and then, in dreaming, the clouds methought would open and show riches. William Shakespeare. 1. Sir John Soane's house. Simlockyer sensed a presence in the doorway behind him. His hand sprung up from the piano keyboard, shooting into the air just in time to catch the wooden staff that was flying across the living room. Flipping the stick down, he drove it into the floor, hopping off the piano stool and landing in a defensive stance. The chord he'd been playing reverberated around the room as he bowed to his mum.
Osu, sensei. Good.
Caledora Lockyer bowed back. She was dressed in her uniform black joggers, vest and hoodie. The rebellious wisps of chestnut hair that had escaped her high ponytail framed her heart-shaped face, softening her determined jawline.
You must always be alert to the dangers around you. What dangers?
Sim gestured to the living room and kitchenette of their tiny attic flat.
I'm a 12-year-old kid doing piano practice.
It's time to clean, his mum said, padding to the front door like a panther. In the mornings, Caledora worked at a dojo teaching judo, aikido, and tai chi, but her main job was being the caretaker of Sir John Soane's museum. She enjoyed cleaning and would turn repetitive tasks into bodybuilding exercises, pointing out that it was like getting paid to work out at a gym.
You can finish your piano practice later, Caledora told Sim, pulling back the three bolts, turning the key and twisting the handle.
Her biceps were like ripe peas ready to burst from their pods. Sim wondered for the millionth time what the danger was that made his mum so guarded, but there was no point asking. She never answered. He knew his mum had secrets. The lines on her face told of a hard life. Her strong, calloused hands kept the museum spotlessly clean, but they were also weapons. A mop and bucket stuffed with cleaning products stood in the hall. Caledora picked it up as she descended the stairs. Sim and his mum lived in the attic flat of number 12 Lincoln's Inn Fields. 230 years ago, this building and number 13, the house next door, were owned by a famous architect called Sir John Soane. Inside, he'd created a collector's paradise. Number 13 was now a museum displaying the long-dead architect's collection of art, archaeological finds, architecture, and an eclectic assortment of other fascinating objects. Number 12 housed the museum gift shop, an exhibition space, offices, and, in the eaves of the roof, the caretaker's flat consisting of two small bedrooms, a titchy bathroom, and a kitchen living room. The attic flat of number 12 was Sim's favourite of the many places he and his mum had lived. When they'd moved in 2 years ago, he'd been delighted to find an ancient upright piano in the sitting room. It felt to Sim as if the instrument had been waiting for him. He loved it and played for hours every day. Taking a heavy bundle of keys from her pocket, Sim's mum unlocked the connecting door that led them to number 13.